Chrissy Teigen rages at Trump Adm. For blasting Selena Gomez's deportation meltdown. By Alana Mastrangelo on February 7, 2025. Former model and wife of singer John Legend, Chrissy Teigen, attacked President Donald Trump's White House for issuing a statement in response to actress and singer Selena Gomez's sobbing meltdown over Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, apprehending accused child rapists, human and drug traffickers, and gang members who are residing in the U.S. illegally. After being asked by TMZ if she has any words of support for Selena Gomez, Teigen replied, "I love her," adding, "Empathy should never be frowned upon or made fun of." And the fact the White House has enough time to even make a statement or a video about it is fucking preposterous and disgusting, and lame, and loser behavior, Teigen continued. Teigen, who is also known for cyberbullying model Courtney Stodden and telling her to commit suicide when she was an underage teenager being groomed by actor Doug Hutchison, was reacting to a statement issued by the White House in response to Gomez's viral meltdown over the arrests of criminal illegal aliens. Gomez ended up deleting the video of herself crying over mass deportations of criminals she said are my people, but nonetheless still defended her sentiments, writing, "Apparently it's not okay to show empathy for people." The Trump administration responded to Gomez's tearful rant by releasing a video rebutting her claims and accusing the Emilia Perez star of lacking empathy for those murdered by illegal aliens. In the video, mothers of Jocelyn Nungaray, Rachel Morin, and Kayla Hamilton, who are murdered by illegal aliens, criticized Gomez for crying over illegal aliens being deported, stating that the actress does not know who she is shedding tears for. Watch below. They also questioned whether Gomez's video was actually genuine, and expressed that they felt her remarks were a ruse. The mothers also expressed that President Trump was taking accountability and making moves, adding that the 45th and 47th president genuinely cares for the American people. What about our children who were brutally murdered and raped and beat to death? Tammy Nobles said in the video shared by Trump's White House. Nobles is the mother of 20-year-old Kayla Hamilton, who was murdered and raped in July 2022 in Aberdeen, Maryland, by Walter Javier Martinez, an illegal alien MS-13 gang member. Border Czar Tom Homan has made it clear that illegal immigration will not be tolerated under the Trump administration, adding that he will seek prosecution of any mayor or governor that impeded their mass deportation operation. Homan also responded to Gomez's meltdown, telling Fox News that he will not apologize to the actress for enforcing U.S. law. "We've arrested public safety threats and national security threats, bottom line," Homan asserted. "President Trump won the election on this one issue, securing our border and saving lives." Homan continued. "What happened on our southern border, last 4 years, is the biggest national security threat this country's seen, at least in my lifetime, because we got over 2 million known getaways. We got a 600% increase in sex trafficking. We got a record number of terrorists crossing the border on the terrorist watch list. We have a 250,000 Americans diving in fentanyl coming across the open border. We're going to do this job, and we're going to enforce the laws of this country. If they don't like it, then go to Congress and change the law. We're going to do this operation without apology," he added. "We're going to make our communities safer. We're going to save. Once we lock that border, we're going to continue this operation. You're going to see fentanyl deaths decrease, illegal alien crime decrease, sex trafficking decrease. It's all for the good of the nation. We are going to keep going. No apologies. We are going to keep going," Homan declared. Notably, the first bill President Trump signed into law since returning to office was the Lack and Riley Act, requiring the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, to detain illegals who have been arrested, charged, or convicted of burglary, theft, shoplifting, or larceny. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.